Welcome to the Honor Pursuit Podcast, where we connect with entrepreneurs, movers, shakers, and business owners who've built amazing things on the pursuit of their goals and dreams. And I'm your host, Brendan Boyd.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Honor Pursuit Podcast. We are in Atlanta. It's a rainy day today. However, I brought a blessing to y'all, right? Then not only is she a blessing to y'all, she's actually your personal injury blessing. So it's pretty interesting because, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Obviously, I've hosted a bunch. I've been on a bunch. But never have I actually listened to or heard or been a part of a podcast that talked about today's topic.
Okay.
So I feel like that's a blessing.
Always a blessing when I'm in the building.
There you go. There you go. So without further ado, let me introduce to you guys, Blessing, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys. So where do I look? Do I look at you?
You want to look at me, or you want to get more serious, you want to look at them right here. This is them.
That's me.
Yeah, that's them. That's you. So we met through a mutual friend, what, like a year ago or something like that?
About
plus
two.
Minus 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Shout out to Maven. And she's amazing. And then, you know, every time I see you, it's all love. You know, you're always shutting it down with the fashion, number one.
But yeah.
And then the energy is always cool. And then I didn't really know what you did. I kind of felt like, you know, I knew, but didn't really know. And I didn't know no one else that was doing what you're doing. So, you know, I've always been interested and I've been obviously learning more. And we've obviously talked about it. But I thought it was great to have you to, you know, obviously be on the pod, but share what you got going on and how you help people. And then not only that, you actually give a lot of opportunities for people to make money with you,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like not a lot of people are doing that intentionally.
Yeah.
Right. So why don't we just start off? Let people know who you are, what you do, and how you're making an impact out here.
For sure. So I'm Blessing, your personal injury blessing. And it's just like you said, when you met me about a year or two or a half ago, I didn't even really know what I was doing.
Mm.
So I've been in personal injury for the past 15 years, right?
Okay.
And then the pandemic happened and a lot of internet entrepreneurs really soared financially from the ground.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to get on these topics so I can have an additional revenue from what you guys are doing. So I started being other people that I really wasn't.
Okay.
So that's why you never knew. You never knew.
Makes
so
sense.
I had to sit my ass down. Can we curse?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I sat down.
That's interesting. You're blessing that curses.
Okay, so pause. My name is spelled Blessin. There's no G.
Yeah.
Now, my mom didn't mean for this. I'm just a really smart girl.
Yeah.
So the last three letters of my name is S-I-N.
Ooh.
So I have plenty of room to get in your ass if I need to.
Yeah, that's crazy. Y'all see how you put that together?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, so it would have been sing.
It would have been sing, yeah. But I would have had to really be a blessing, like for real every day. But now I got space. To handle my business.
I like it.
If necessary.
I feel the energy.
Stay on the good side.
I feel the energy.
Yes. So, you know, just after joining some groups that we mm-hmm. were in together and just solid, those memberships kind of ended. I got a chance to just get back to me and just sit down and then get back to the game plan of what really makes me profitable.
Yeah.
And that is being a personal injury specialist.
Okay.
And what that is basically I am the middleman of anyone that's ever in a car accident, especially here in the state of Georgia.
Wait, hold up. So, boom. I got into a wreck. All of a sudden, somebody just pops up out of nowhere. They're like, hey, listen, we got to get some money.
Yeah.
So you're that person. You provide the services to help facilitate, you know, people that may have been in an accident to help them to get, you know, like sue the insurance company or whatever the case may be and kind of guide them through that process.
Yeah. And I don't like to use the word sue because technically we're not suing them just yet. So
okay.
When you're in a car accident and we want to get paid. We want the settlement.
Mm.
Most times those cases settle outside of court. So we don't sue them.
Sure.
So if it doesn't settle, then I will see you.
Then you take them to the hoop.
Yes. But yeah. I want people to, a lot of people don't want to do that step because they think they're suing someone, especially the person that hit them.
Yeah.
It could be some little old lady, some mm-hmm. little young guy that's in college and they don't want to cause any hurt, harm, or danger to them. So I explain to them that's not even the case because you're still going to get paid from the insurance company to get your car fixed, we might as well get all this money.
I'm saying, listen.
We're not suing them.
So I've been in a couple of wrecks. probably maybe like three total in my life.
Okay.
I think one of them was definitely my fault.
Okay.
The mm-hmm. other two weren't.
Okay.
And I got paid out every single time. I think the most I've got might have been like 10. I think they took like 30% or something.
Okay.
So I think I left for like 7, a little under 7. And then the other two, probably plus minus about like 6 to 10, something like that. But in Boston where I'm from, I felt like it either may have been coincidental,
mm-hmm.
but every wreck, I felt like whoever was helping me, they just showed up. It was like, hey, man, you need some help.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are these people coming from?
Interesting. You want to know?
Well, yeah. Where y'all coming from? Okay. I got ESP on the accidents or something?
Pretty much. So when I started, yeah. 15, I don't do this anymore because God is good and you elevate. The more you do things, the more qualified you get, the easier things get, the more resources you get. But I'm a real hustler. When I started, partner and ex-boyfriend of mine taught me everything I know. And we literally used to have police scanners.
Mm.
And we knew like the happening spots of town that would give us the most action.
Yeah, yeah.
So we would strategically go from like 7 in the morning to like maybe 9:30, the time people are driving to work, and sit in the parking lot, listen to our scanner. We'll also do the evening shift, maybe like 4:30 to 7.
Mm.
And we'd do the channels. And we would listen. And then when the calls came out, we would show up and we would try to beat the police. But either way, we was going to get your phone number.
Yeah.
Sometimes we had to wait for the police to finish what they were doing. And then we'll get your number. Well, we hated when that happened because we could be on to the next wreck and get there first. So time is money. So we definitely would zoom right on over there and present our opportunity.
In a situation like that, if you're doing those blocks, how many accidents happened in that time period?
So back in the day, my goal was really 5 accidents
a day?
A week.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to get 5 accident referrals a week.
Okay.
I was trying to make $1,000 a week off of accident referrals. In that particular time, it was only paying me $200 a referral.
So referrals meaning, you know, accident happens, you're working with somebody, you're just referring that business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're not really, you're not processing, you're not doing anything. So at that time, you was just, oh, this has happened. Hey, listen, I can help you. I got somebody, boom. So you're just making that connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is pretty much what I'm still doing today.
Yeah. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So is that lucrative, though, bless you?
Very. That's all I do.
How?
I just get lots of referrals. I was talking to a homegirl today. We've been in this space now both about 15 years and I'm growing and she's stagnant.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are some other things? Like, do I need to start an MRI company? Do I need to start a funding company? Do I need to start a chiropractor's office?
Yeah.
All of those things are great. But if you don't have any people, any referrals, any leads, you're going to go out of business. You're going to have the same problem. Our job is to find the people. And I'm just really good at finding the people.
So you actually offer a referral opportunity for other people so they can make money with you. So what does that look like? Walk me through it. So I'm registering, I'm signing up, I got the information, and then am I hitting the streets now?
You don't have to hit the streets now. It depends on how hard you want to go.
Okay.
It depends on even when you work. It depends on a lot of different things. But I would say 15 years ago, I was just getting on Instagram. I was definitely on Facebook, but I was just getting introduced. I don't even know if I was on Instagram yet. So I didn't have that luxury of promoting on the internet like that for real. But people do today. So you would be so I tell people, I'm really not trying to help you change careers. Like, I don't have that confidence that I can help you change careers.
Yeah.
But if you are definitely looking to make some extra money, pay bills that you're probably having a tough time paying, or you want to go out and buy a new car, you just need an extra revenue.
Yeah.
Not taking over, but just some extra money. Start posting. If you're in an accident, let me know. And you would be surprised how many people are in accidents. So start letting you know.
So first of all, I need that because what I like to do is provide some of these referral opportunities to my community of podcasters because you know what they can't do? They don't know how to make no money. So I like to bring them affiliate opportunities that they can just choose which one makes sense for them, run some of these ads in their podcast content, whatever. So what does that look like? So I am let's say, referring some business to you, what's the percentage split on something like that on just a referral? Or like,
so,
how do you do
that? So there's not really a percentage split. So to start, I want to say my scale is like one to the first seven people you refer me, $300.
Okay. So that's $2,100.
Yep. The next seven people that you refer me is, it goes to $500.
So okay. That's so that's 3,500. No, 40. No, 75. That's 35, right? Not kidding. I think it's 35. You don't know? You should be known.
I should be knowing.
Hold on.
I just do the
math. It's 35. Hold on. Seven. No, you said how much? 700?
Next 300, then 500 for the next seven.
Okay. Yeah, 35. Boom.
So now, once you cross over 14, your next seven is going to be 750.
750 times seven. 5250.
Okay. So now once you get, what's that, 21? Once you cross that 21, I'm paying you $1,000 per referral.
Come on now. So that's seven bands.
Yeah. No, but and forever. Like forever. Anything after that. Like every time you reach that tier, that's what you max out at 1,000 for now. Now, if you get really lit, let's discuss.
I like that. I like that. So do you do, overrides?
Override, like to take them from another attorney?
No, like if I, let's say I got an army of people. You do a little override situation?
Yeah. I'm always here to make
Well, listen, it first, makes listen, sense. If y'all watch this and listen to this, I want to make sure that you guys take advantage of, because, you know, like when you said that, if you just post, if you've been in an accident or whatever, if you've been in an injury situation, I can see, like literally, right? A friend of mine posted, I was just in an accident last week. She posted the car. She posted my neck, my back. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally.
Literally.
And so that would be a perfect.
And most of us, when I say us, young professionals, busy people, black people, we don't care about pursuing our personal injury settlement. We're really fooled about how that even works.
Yeah, that was a fact.
So until a friend tells you to do something, you really don't. So I tell this story all the time as well. My earliest memory of any type of marketing of anything is Ken Nugent. One call, that's all. He's a very popular personal injury attorney. I can see myself as a little girl, like seeing him come on doing The Price is Right. And then I got into an accident when I was 19 and I was about to die. So I didn't call anybody. I just got my car fixed. They paid my medical bills. Mm-hmm. That was that. A couple of months later, I got a doctor's bill. I never go to the hospital. I don't even know how this works. So I call whoever the insurance company was. I called them back like, hey, I got one more bill. And it was like, you've already settled out. We're not giving you another dime. So I was like, okay. So it was like $200. So I paid it. But then I moved to Atlanta. I got into this industry. I was 23-ish. Mm-hmm. So now I'm reflecting on my accident at 19, like all the things I could have done differently. So I have something that's called MedPay on my insurance policy. Alone, I would have gotten at least $5,000, if nothing else, and without an attorney.
So that's something that anyone can add to the insurance, MedPay?
Mm-hmm.
So what is that?
So the MedPay basically means that if you're in an accident, they're going to pay that. They can pay you the $5,000. They're going to pay you that whole $5,000. It's going to cover the medical bill, which was like $7 in total. And I could have gotten the rest of that money.
Wow.
In pocket.
Crazy.
So I've learned all of that just from being in the industry. But that's just how much money we're letting go, but that we're already in the car accident. Mm-hmm. We're already filing the claim. It's all the damage is already done. We're just leaving money on the table.
What's up, y'all? Listen, if you are a business owner or entrepreneur and you juggling your email, your text messages, you don't have a CRM, you don't have any automation, you don't even have your social media post scheduled, I have the solution for you. What you wanna do is tap into the lead attraction system. This is an all-in-one system that's gonna handle your text messaging, your email, your CRM, your invoices, get you paid, your digital products, your memberships, your courses, your funnels, and also, it's an all-in-one solution, so you can get rid of all these other things. It's in one system. You pay one price every single month, and they also have a weekly office hours. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Tap into the platform and make sure that you grow your business. Lead attraction system. Grab the link below. Let's go. So can you walk me through a situation that will get me to a settlement? So let's say I'm in a car, you know, we going crazy, listening to some Drake, something. You know what I'm saying? Well, in my case, it might be some personal development, you know.
Okay.
Got it.
You know.
But I'm in a car, the autopilot's going, you know, I'm doing my thing. All of a sudden, boom, car hits me on the right side. Bang, I'm in an accident, right? So what are the corresponding steps that I should be aware of so that I don't miss out on opportunities?
It seems like the obvious step would be to get an exit report, but you'll be surprised how many people don't do that stuff. And sometimes it can be a little aggravating. Those police officers can take some time mm-hmm. to come to the scene of the accident.
I'm going to take notes real quick.
Yeah.
Last week, recap. So, okay, first thing you said is an accident report, right?
Yeah, well, call 911 if we're going to take it step by step by step.
Ah, so call 911
mm-hmm.
and then accident report after that?
Accident report. Wait okay. for an accident report.
Okay.
All right. After that, you need to seek medical attention.
Okay. So seek medical. So from seeking medical, am I going there myself? Like just taking myself there?
So if you're really hurt, like injuries, like you feel some pain, because that's another thing, your adrenaline is running so hard, most people who even do experience some pain a few days later just honestly don't feel anything right away.
Yeah.
So sometimes it honestly can take some time to feel that pain and want to go see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are the steps that you really should do, but the steps I would like for you to do is call 911, get that police report, and then call me because I can refer you to the doctor.
All right, so call Blessing before I'm seeking medical.
Technically, yeah.
Okay, so one, we calling Blessing.
I was trying to be unbiased, but
No. We calling you. All right. Now, real quick, before you send me to medical, are your services nationwide?
So my services are mostly in Georgia.
Okay.
I continue to build when I get a client in that state.
Gotcha.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah,
I don't need to reach out to South Carolina if I don't have any clients in South Carolina.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But once I do, we gonna figure it out.
All right, so mm-hmm. basically, so Georgia, Metro Georgia area. Mm-hmm.
Right? All of Georgia.
All of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So boom, I'm calling 911, right? Bang, accident report. Calling you,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you're gonna refer me to medical,
mm-hmm.
right? And then what happens after that?
So I'm going to refer you to medical. I'm also going to refer you to a personal injury attorney.
Okay, personal injury attorney, yeah.
Yep, I'm going to have you sign the attorney agreement before you attend your first medical appointment.
Okay.
This ensures that you don't have to pay anything out of pocket for this medical appointment. These doctors just want to know you have an attorney so that they know when your settlement does settle, they're going to get paid.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then,
anything I should know about the attorneys, though? They're kind of slimy. So, like, if they actually know.
So here's the thing. A lot of people complain that, oh my God, like you said, I only got like 7 bands, 8 bands, 10 bands. In Georgia, the minimum requirement for your policy to pay out is $25,000. You can have more, but you can't have any less.
Okay.
Right? So if let's just say on a great day, we're splitting that 3 ways.
Okay.
So that's about $8,000 per person.
Makes sense.
The attorney's going to get $1,000. The doctor is going to get $8,000.
Mm.
The attorney is going to get $8,000.
Mm.
And you, the client, is going to get $8,000.
Yeah.
So that's about $25,000,
yeah.
right?
Mm.
So the way most television attorneys don't refer you to doctors. You're going to go to whatever doctor you choose to go to.
Mm-hmm.
That doctor may give you a bill for $10,000, which is good because that means your attorney is going to be able to get $10,000. But my doctor's is going to give me a bill for $10,000. And because of all the volume that I send to them,
mm-hmm.
they're going to reduce that bill so I can give my client more money.
Gotcha.
So that's where it kind of gets a little sticky with people having negative feelings about personal injury attorneys because there's only so much that can be done. You might have gone to the hospital. And that one-third a doctor would have gotten, your whole settlement is eaten up in just the hospital bills alone.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So that's why I try not to even send my clients to the hospital unless it's necessary. Because that hospital bill is just crazy. And we don't have any control over that.
Yeah.
So my interest is really, it's really great using a referral service like mine because I got my eyes on what the attorney is doing. I got my eyes on what the doctor is doing. I got my eyes on what the client is doing. In most situations, that attorney really could care, especially a popular one who has people calling them every 2 seconds. If you blow your case, he don't care. The next person is calling his phone and got a tractor trailer case and, you know, this on auto dial for them. Us, on the other hand, we're really working by referral. So we're doing everything we possibly can to like maximize this out for you.
Yeah.
Plus, I need you to send your friends and I can't have you dogging my name out about how I didn't get you no money.
Yeah, that makes sense. So after the attorney agreement,
After the attorney agreement, you are going to your first doctor's appointment.
Okay.
Most times that's going to be a physical therapist or a chiropractor. they're going to put you on a care plan. On average, you're going to need to see that person about 20 visits.
Okay.
So that can take about a month and a half, depends on how frequently you can get in there. We're going to schedule you for your MRIs just to make sure there's nothing we can't see on the surface. But depending on what those MRIs find, we're going to refer you out to other specialists. And then we're going to wait till you're done with every single doctor's appointment that you have that's related to this accident. Then we're going to go and collect all the bills and records from each doctor that you did see. We're going to prepare a demand, and we're going to tell them to pay us all the money. We're going to send that demand to the insurance company and tell them to pay up.
Okay, cool. So, 911, right?
Mm-hmm.
Call 911.
Uh-huh.
Accident report, them calling Blessing, right?
Period.
Boom. Then Blessing's going to set me up for the medical situation, right? Then after that, attorney agreement, we got to lock that in, right? So we got a good situation. Doctor's appointment, plus minus 20 visits. You're going to assess if I need the MRI. Is that a guarantee, MRI?
We'll be doing the MRI.
So the MRI is happening. If the MRI reveals something, more specialists at that point. Then after that, we're going to collect these bills, collect the records. And then you're going to prepare a demand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go get the bag.
Man, you take excellent notes.
Listen, it's for the people. I gotta make sure y'all know what's going on. Right?
Yes.
Now, what is the overall time? Is this 3 months, 6 months?
I like to say 6 to 9 months.
Okay, this is 6 to 9 months. So mm-hmm. we're going for the long haul,
mm-hmm.
right? And is this just for car accidents or any personal injury?
It's really any personal injury. Mm. I can refer you to someone, but my specialty and where I can talk that talk is car accidents.
So are there a lot of car accidents in Georgia?
There's a lot of car accidents in Georgia.
So do you happen to know stats like on a month, week, day, season type of thing?
Here's
like
the thing.
Percentage?
I don't know stats. I can get some for you,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah, we can look them up.
Yeah, we can look them up. But I will say this: I grew up in Georgia my entire life. Personal injury, car accidents is a real thing here. Like if you listen to the radio, if you watch local television, every other commercial is personal injury. Like it's the mm-hmm. most advertised thing in this state. And I said all of that to say, I used to wonder, like, how do I get so many cases? Like there's so much. Marketing happening and so much dollars being spent in great advertising that how does little old me even make a living?
Yeah.
That's how many accidents are happening.
So it says the percentage of drivers with an at-fault accident on the record in the state of Georgia is about 10.6%, which is 20% higher than the natural average. So there were about 15 fatalities in vehicle accidents per every 100,000 residents in 2022. So this number is projected to increase in 2023. So people get into car accidents in Georgia.
20 times more than the rest of the state, than the rest of the nation.
Is it a stat or, I mean, it probably is a stat, but is there certain cars that are more prone to accidents?
No, it just happens here. People just are, even when I talk to people from out of state that get in accidents here, they're like, I've never seen people drive the way they drive in Georgia.
Hmm. So Georgia's just giving out licenses.
Even sometimes with myself, I find myself texting and driving, and I'm like, I shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. I think we're just very distracted drivers. We've got so much money to make, so many places to go, so many things to do, people to see, and we're just trying to get there.
So people should hire a personal texter.
Probably so.
Yeah.
And driverless cars are probably going to hurt my business a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely file claims on the ghost.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Yes. Well,
I'm pretty sure.
I love it when the ghost is involved or any kind of car that has more than $25,000 of policy limits.
I'm pretty sure.
Paid more money, everybody.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So how have you been able to structure a business beyond just referrals in this particular category, right? Because you have a business model, right? So how are you able to take just referring, let's say, a few years ago to actually building out a business
that's all I do. Yeah. I own an accident referral service. I do no more, I do no less.
So what's that look like on a day-to-day?
So that does involve me now having a call center. So when these calls are coming in and these referrals are coming in, I have a team about 7 that are taking calls.
Break it down, blessing you. That's what I'm getting at. Because, I mean, if you say referral, accent referral, I'm like, oh, yeah, blessing's on the phone. I mean, you probably are on the phone. But I'm thinking it's you in a room, 9 to 5.
It used to be.
Bang, bang, bang. So now you got a call center. So, so walk us through how you have this setup that works for you.
Okay.
Like, what's your model?
Yes. Okay. Well, so once we get aware of the lead, however that may be, we are having someone in the call center to give them a call and schedule. Well, we're going to pretty much schedule an appointment for them to, it can happen one or two ways. We can do the appointment with the doctor, and then also an intake specialist from the law firm meets them at that initial doctor's appointment.
Okay.
But so that my team are more or less appointment setters.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you got 15 appointment setters.
7.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
7.
Uh-huh.
You got 7 appointment setters.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to fill the calls, make sure it's a good fit, ask them some questions, whatever, whatever. Then what happens after that?
So from there, the client will go to the doctor in most cases, and then our intake specialist, technically the call center, is reaching out to the appropriate law firm to schedule the appropriate intake specialist to go to that person's appointment to basically do the attorney agreement with them in person.
Did you train these people?
Uh-huh.
How long did you train?
2 weeks.
So, okay. So you train them and then you build like a training portal or something. So when new people come on, it gets expedited.
And training always goes on because people always forget what they've watched and what you've taught them. And so we always do at least a weekly meeting to keep them sharp.
So is this a model that other people can do as well? Like,
you know, I've been asked that. No, so it's I've been asked that question before.
Yeah.
Again, I'm a Sag. I'm a honest person. I'm a realist. I like fairness. I don't sell dreams. If I cannot do it, I'm not going to tell you I can.
Gotcha.
So I don't really see where I can teach the model of them starting their own referral service because the way I get my leads are so sporadic. So I think for everyone, it would be best to become an accident referral specialist.
Gotcha.
When you start there, like I did, it depends on your hunger and your drive because it's going to make you start looking for ways to get connections with accidents.
Makes sense.
Then we can build something. But right now, I'm just trying to help people even just begin to know it's possible.
I think, you know, it's 2023. If I was starting an accident referral business or if I became a specialist and I'm in the space that we're in now, right? I'd be like, okay, if I hit these events, conventions, conferences, no one's talking about this.
No one.
So I can have a booth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I get some stage time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, I'll do like a HIM 500 situation where I get a mascot situation. Maybe I'm dressed up as an accident or something. And then I'm building all these connections. So I'm already going to stand out because no one else is going to have 9 times out of 10 or 9.5 times out of 10. No one's going to be at that space talking about what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely going to be the moat right there, right?
Which is what I didn't want to be at first.
Yeah.
Very crazy of me. I wanted to be like everybody else. I wanted my credit booth. I wanted my Airbnb booth. I wanted my tour booth. Because that seems like the winners in it all. But looking back at it and looking back over my life in general, it's always worked me being me.
Yeah, you got to be you.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
But I had experience in all those industries, but I was telling people, come work with me so I can help you make money doing these things.
Yeah.
And that's really not how I make my money.
Gotcha.
And God just likes keeping me an honest soldier. So he'll set you down and get your mind right. And now I just got to really walk in my truth.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. So yeah, commercials, marketing, podcasting, you know, I'm on right now. But I honestly, I think somehow, some way, you can add some AI to this and disrupt become a disruptor. Because it's definitely something, it's kind of like toothpaste or like mouthwash or, you know, soap or something. Like everybody needs this because everybody getting, either you're getting an accident or someone you know is getting one. So even if you just have the information where to send them, I think it's great.
Yeah, that's what accident marketing is all about.
Yeah.
If I play my jingle on the radio, you're not in an accident today. This doesn't apply to you today.
Yeah.
My marketing is for you is so often, is so catchy that whenever you or somebody you know are in an accident, then you think of me.
You got a jingle for the podcast?
For my podcast?
No, for mine.
Oh, no, I don't.
Do you have a jingle?
I do. I don't really use it.
I will.
We're not going to sing the jingle. All
right, we'll talk the jingle. We can do it together. Talk and then we do it together.
I have one. I don't use my jingle.
Why not?
Because I want another one.
Does it work?
I don't need it. For what? I'm a guerrilla marketer.
Can we hear the jingle? Bless
it's you? Not necessary.
Okay, cool. But can we hear
I don't even remember it for real. I got it when I like first got into business. So I don't
phone.
Use
it's
it.
It's your phone now.
I mean, my homeboy wrote it for me. It's really good. But I think it just needs to be more energetic and you more memorable. Not really.
Why are you holding back? The people need a blessing. Blessing. They said a jingle. What was homeboy's name? You said the other dude that you knew when you was younger. He had the little catchy phrase.
Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
That's fire.
It is fire.
Yeah. You don't got one of those?
Yeah. Your accident, your money.
I like that. Your accident, your money. It's like your or yo?
Your.
Your accent, your money. Okay. Mm-hmm. You input like some, you got like a beat with that in there?
So the initial that we always use for my company is YAY dollar sign. People call it yay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be your rap. But my thing like a rap name too.
It is true. So here, everything is working for my good in my life right now. Yeah. So even being on this podcast, uh-huh. I just recently reconnected with Dion. You know, between the two of y'all, it's really going to go crazy.
Yeah.
So, but what I've been doing has just been on my own strength, on my own back. And I'm like in people's direct marketing. So people don't work with me because they've seen me around. Mm-hmm. I know how to get to the source.
Yeah.
I sell them on what I have to offer. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm attracting people at this point in time. I'm finding people that's in accidents. I got warm leads. It's not, man, were you in an accident?
Yeah.
You're calling me because you're calling me because your people are calling me because they know you. They don't give a shit about me.
Yeah.
But they trust you. Mm-hmm. And you sent them to me.
Yeah.
And I got several soldiers like that that's like sending that. Me directly to me.
How many podcasts have you been on?
Probably like 5.
All right, so have they already been all out? Are they all out? You got some coming up?
They're all out, but they've been since even 2 years ago, so some of them are not even on this subject matter.
Okay, so mm-hmm. how many are out that are on this subject matter, you would say? I mean, not including this one.
Not including 2 others.
All right, so this mm-hmm. would be 3.
Mm-hmm.
Are the other 2 already out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you turned those podcast hosts into affiliates or into referrals? Specialist?
They know what's up.
So one thing I would say, which mm-hmm. could be really dope,
mm-hmm.
when you go on these shows, right? Come with like your asset package.
Okay.
Right? And be like, hey, listen, you know, let's make some money together. You know, you're asking your money with us though. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna give you like this commercial that I already put together. I'm gonna give you this audio commercial I already put together. I'm gonna give you this library script, right? Go to my landing page, register to be, you know, a referral specialist,
mm-hmm.
get access to all the assets.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you post my podcast, you have the video you put in there, you got the audio you can put in there. And then all the referrals you get, you know, you'll get XYZ amount of money, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. And then that way, what that will do is that will allow you to have like basically free ads in all these episodes. Because because you're going to turn podcasters into digital soldiers.
Yep.
Right. And then they already have the assets, so they don't got to recreate anything.
Exactly.
But you'll give them a library script just in case. Some people like to put their own spice on it.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to do no work at all, then, you know, you have to commercial. Yeah, boom. Commercial pack, you know, audio, video, go crazy. I think that'd be dope. Plus, you're giving them more incentive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're going on there, giving fire, right? You're going crazy on the episode. But then you're giving them something else that they can continue to make some money with you. I think that would be really dope.
No, that is really dope. Yeah. And that's what we're doing.
Listen.
And that's what we're doing.
Is your revenue stuck? If you're an entrepreneur and your revenue is stuck, you don't need to fix your products or services. You need new audiences to discover you more consistently. Podcast guesting is the ideal way to be discovered 24 hours a day by your ideal clients. And guess what? The more people that know you, the more people can flow you. Head over to podcastmasterypack.com and take advantage of your first or next podcast. Let's go.
All right, now let's get down to real questions.
Oh, let's talk some stuff like some personal. Let me get in your business type stuff.
All right, so 2023 fourth quarter, going into the first quarter of 2024. Have you reached all of the goals that you wanted to reach for this year?
I really have.
So you checked off, everything checked off. So what did you set up, or what do you have set up for next year?
To double what I did this year.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
What's double it mean?
So this was my first like $1 million year.
Let's go, blessing. God damn it.
Yes, 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 yes. I purchased my dream car.
Okay, what was that?
A Bentley.
Which one?
Continental GTC convertible.
Okay, yep, yep.
Yes.
I don't know nothing about Bentleys, but I feel like I know what that one's like.
I don't know.
It's the coupe, right?
It's a coupe.
Okay. Yeah.
And guess why I picked it? Well, y'all don't. It's not green yet, but I'm obsessed with the letter B. I'm going to buy one that's green in a year. So when you are.
You could wrap it, though.
You could. You could. But my model is a little older than I want it to be. It's my first luxury purchase of a car.
Right.
So you got to build that auto credit.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't just give you what you want right out the door. You got to start somewhere. So we're starting somewhere.
Yeah.
So I have to drive this one for a year, and then I can go get whatever the hell I want.
What do you want, Blessing?
Oh, I want another Bentley, brand spanking new. Okay. Green apple is the color.
Gotcha. Green apple.
Green apple is the real color. Yes. And I'm obsessed with the letter B. Mm. I have no idea why.
You know my name starts with B, right?
That's why I said, are you ready, B? You didn't even know how to respond.
I didn't. I guess I wasn't ready.
Let's go get him.
I know. Yes. I know.
So, yeah, it's a thing.
I got two B's.
What's your other B?
Boy.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, it's me. My son is Barack. So I said all that to say I got the Bentley because it started with a B.
Okay.
That's why I chose that luxury car. It just speaks to me. I purchased a home this year.
So you got the car and a home.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. So my son is... He graduated a year early from pre-K, so he should have been starting pre-K this year. He's already graduated, so he's starting kindergarten this year.
Okay, dope.
That makes me a very proud mom. And from the time he was born, I said I was going to homeschool him.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people thought I was going to renege on what I said, but whatever I said comes to pass. And even being able to do that has been wonderful. So those have been my goals for the year.
So seven-figure accident specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not even doing it well. That's raggedy. Got room to really get this money.
So, how long? So, I got two questions for you about this, right? So, how long did it take you from when you like started, I guess, this year? Did you already have momentum going to 2023? Or was you like January till now? You did it like, how, like,
it's January till now.
Okay, so January
till now. I almost did it last year.
Okay.
I did it this year.
So, January till now. Seven figures.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mindset look like?
Man, that mindset for me is one of my biggest things that works for me is just blocking out things that don't align with what I want.
How do you do that?
Easily. My cutoff theme is just very strong.
Like, how vicious is it?
I'm going to make it juicy for you. So I met this guy the other night. Oh, like, that's too juicy.
You met a dude the other night like he wanted to get a blessing?
Yeah, he did. He actually did get a blessing, right? Because it had been a minute, you know, since anybody's been blessed. So blessing need a blessing.
Blessing need a blessing.
So I think he thought that momentum was going to continue.
Mm.
I told him what the momentum was I needed to continue. He didn't say no, but actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, yeah.
The action wasn't actiony.
Mm-hmm.
So I just stopped talking to him.
So did you give him a warning?
I told you what I wanted.
Yeah.
And 3 days later, you still didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
What we had is what we had. Because that's not what I want. Like, even what that was just a low moment for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't live in low moments. I might have them.
Yeah.
But I'm really living on high frequency.
Yeah.
You caught me.
Yeah.
But I don't stay there. Gotcha. Now, are you going to rise?
Because
I'm going back to where normal is.
Okay. Let's get the standard, though. So, what did he not come up to, which is your standard?
So I mean, it's not his fault. I'm very much a realist in the parts I play in situations. So the way that it even happened, it was some real chill stuff, but I'm not a real chill person. I go really hard for myself.
Okay.
So anybody that I date, they have to go really hard for me as well, otherwise it's not worth my time.
Yeah.
So again, you know, it kind of fulfilled something I needed, but I don't thrive off of that. I don't live off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you keep offering me.
Yeah.
So that ain't really what I want.
What does Blessing want?
What's the Blessing?
Let's get some specifics.
Yes, I'm sorry I'm not being specific. I'm trying to tell this story
in a lady-like manner
without just putting my business out.
That story's fine. I just want to know, because I mean, I read between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to know, like, what's the ladder or what's the standard that he needed to rise to? What was the expectation?
So because how it started, we kind of just went there. Mm-hmm. He was calling me back to go there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going there. But if you want to, you know, schedule some dates, mm-hmm. some dinner dates, things of that nature. And he probably would have gotten there, like his schedule. He works a lot. I'm not even trying to make up excuses for him. He was moving too slow.
Yeah.
I don't have time to figure it out.
Gotcha.
So you've already got kind of sort of what you wanted the most out of the deal. Mm-hmm. You got to rise up to my standards ASAP.
So you wanted some dates.
Yeah.
I want a couple of outings.
Some outings.
You wanted to connect.
Some connections.
Wanted to see what's up.
See what's up.
And then from there, go.
Then we might can do what we did again. Mm-hmm. But if you're not bringing that energy to the table, I don't even want what we did again.
So what is an ideal situation for you dating? Like, what type of guy would you like to build with? Or what alignment in a, you know, in a man makes sense for you? Like, what would you like him to come with or be so, striving towards?
I love partnership relationships. I'm mm-hmm. a partner.
Yeah.
I love working. People mm-hmm. will often see me as a queen bee, but I'm the worker bee.
Okay.
You give me the assignment, I'm going to make sure it's done. So being able to add value to my man and whatever it is that he's doing, I love that. Like, I really, really enjoy building with my significant other. So he has to be, I don't like mediocre energy.
Mm.
You got to be soaring for great. Like I said, we might have low moments,
mm-hmm.
but your overall, like 365 days of the year, I need you to be 300 days, you're outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
65, we might fall short. I just recently started a podcast and I had to bring you on.
I mean, I'm saying. Let's go.
We're going to do it.
Already.
But I invited my ex. This is the last boyfriend I had. I've been single now for 5 years.
Okay.
And the day that I met him, he said to me, I was walking through the mall. He saw me. He said, I'm going to help you make more money than you've ever made in your life.
Hmm.
And he actually did help me make more. We still make money together to this day. But I asked him on the podcast, I said, how much money do you think you had in your bank account when we met 15 years ago and when you made that powerful statement?
That's a good question, yeah.
He said maybe $5,000.
Mm.
He is a multimillionaire today.
Yeah.
Like private jet flying, Bentleys, mansion, flying 30 friends on private, like just $5,000 he had in his account 15 years ago when he met me.
Mm.
But his words were so big. I love how he spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
I told him then, I said, even if he was lying, I had to take the risk because no one goes around talking like that.
Yeah, fair.
I was about to find out.
I hear that.
And I did. Yeah. And then I said, even if it was bigger than you, I think God made you fulfill that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because words are powerful. You said it and I received it. So it had to happen.
Facts.
So I say all of that to say I don't have like this requirement of what he has to make financially. I've seen a nigga with nothing
mm-hmm.
go to something.
Yeah.
And I was there and I helped him build it every step of the way. He and I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't work out for whatever reasons we didn't work out, but I'm looking for that again. Like, I enjoyed that journey. I enjoy that testimony. That is what really turns me on.
Got you. Mm-hmm. That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So you basically want that from where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any certain ways you feel like a guy could get your attention? You know what I'm saying? Like how does dude get your attention?
Which one? Oh.
The last one. The low moment one. It was a low moment. We were able to fly. Like, yeah, what's up? Uber. It was like that?
Pretty. I was out somewhere where I should not necessarily where I should not have been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You was hanging out.
I was just hanging out. Yeah. You know, my son was at my mom's house. It had been, about 2 months since I had any free time at all. Even longer than that since,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I went out to my favorite spot. Had a few drinks, and we talked throughout the night inside of the spot. At the spot, he sees me. He invites me over. I already knew the answer should have been no.
You knew what it was.
I know what it was. I gave him my speech. I said, look, I'm coming because I'm bored.
Yeah.
But don't try me.
Yeah. He tried you.
He tried.
Of course. We're going to try.
He tried.
We're not going to try.
Anyway, I'm not. Yeah. So things happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I woke up the next morning like, yeah, so we did this blessing, huh? I thought we were above this and beyond this in life by now. But you know, shit happens. So that's how he met me. So I'm okay with the perception and the idea he came up about me in his head. I gave him every reason to feel that way.
Yeah, makes sense.
But sir, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Hov. H to the O, that ain't really me. So this is me.
Yeah.
And can you rise to the occasion of the real me? Or even if you want to call it the fake me, the me I'm striving to be every day. It's not even easy.
Gotcha.
You know, it's easy doing what I did. Me rising above that for months and even years at a time I've gone without any sex is not easy.
Yeah.
So the blessing that I'm striving to be was not the girl that you met. I think you're cool, but I can also never see you again.
Gotcha.
If you're not willing to take this ride with me.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. What advice would you or could you give to other women who want to be or striving to be like what you're building with business?
Even when that mistake, ladies, that I made, you got to cut the nigga off. I find with most women that are my friends in my circles that are not, especially on the richer side of things, they're giving men those opportunities and staying there.
Yeah.
Like they're not realizing we got to cut this off or I'm not going to rise. You know, you're going to continue to sink. So that's why I say my cutoff game is strong. I might make a mistake, but I'm not living in those mistakes. Mm-hmm. I have a homegirl. The guy was, you know, cheating on her and she was paying a lot of the bills for the both of them. I'm like, why would you even consider this? Like, how did you even get here? So I just recommend to women, I don't ever encourage anyone to be a gold digger. That's not my spirit. I've never had a man give me anything, literally. Everything I've ever had in life, never a bag, never a car, never anything. Even my ex, he gave me knowledge. He taught me how to fish.
Yeah.
He was so mad that we broke up the new girlfriend. He wouldn't teach her how to fish. He gave her fish.
Mm.
So she'll probably never be able to walk away from him the way I walked away from him.
Yeah.
But women, we just gotta not settle. It gets lonely out here. We're in Atlanta. I don't know if that matters or not, but dating,
it probably matters.
It's very difficult. So then you start finding yourself like, this is better than nothing, you know? And it's really not better than nothing because whoever that guy is that's gonna be your biggest blessing, he's there. But you just gotta wait. You gotta be patient. You gotta continue to work on yourself and not settle. If you settle, you're going to live a life, which is should be long, that you are going to regret. So I have no regrets. I just continue. I'm real with God. Like, even that story I just told you, I'm done with that. Like, I've asked for forgiveness. I'm moving forward. There's no condemnation for me in that. I'm growing. I'm glowing. I'm being the best that I can be every single day. And that's just my recommendation to other women. Like, if it does not align for what you want in your life, you might fall off the horse like your girl did, but get the fuck back on.
I like that.
Get back on and ride hard and make up for that shit you did last night.
Facts, facts. So your mindset is definitely something that I admire. I love that, you know, you're going crazy hard for, you know, your son, your family, stuff like that. Walk me through what a day looks like. Like you just, because I think, I think the understated what's actually being kind of shared here, at least I'm picking it up, is that you've been able to like really keep focus, take what you're doing seriously, you know, set up boundaries, have a solid routine. You know, obviously you're in the spirit, right? So you know you're aligned there. So like, you know, walk me through like a day. Real quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're waking up at what time, you're going to bed at what time, and what are some of the pillars that keep you locked in?
I'm waking up at 5. I'm going to bed at 8.
Okay.
You could tell on my Instagram, like, she done clocked out. Like, everything just stopped.
You know, I was going to tell you to come to podcast like 9:30. No.
Well, if I know ahead of time, then I can stay up.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, my normal routine, this girl is, like, my son is 4. I leave him up every night. Son is 9:30. I'm going to bed. He still wants to watch TV. I'm like, go right ahead. But yeah, I have a routine. I get up around 5. I do some self-work. I do some email cleansing.
What's your self-work?
So it depends on the day. So I rotate between writing in my book for gratitude purposes, journaling, meditation, reading my Bible, and there's one other thing I do. Gratitude, journaling, reading my Bible. What is the other thing that I do?
Meditation, visualization.
Visualization is one of them.
Affirmation.
Affirmations. I write my affirmations. That's okay. What I do. Yeah. So that's
so you write the same ones every day?
No, different ones. Just whatever I feel.
Okay.
Like today, today was a journal day. Today was a journal day. But sometimes, so for an example, right? Like I've knocked off everything on my list for the year except for anything that has to do with another person.
Okay.
And that's being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want love, you gotta give love.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't you be giving a love?
It's not that I don't give love. I can give more of it. So I find myself, like, say, for instance, throughout the day, my employees may be doing something not to my liking. I'm like, fuck them little motherfuckers. Like, that's not love. It's not hate because I don't really mean it. Mm-hmm. But I could be softer.
Mm-hmm.
I could say it better. I could look to the bright side of what they do bring to the table and be more lenient and speak to them better. And so I'm saying all that to say how you do anything is how you do everything. So if I'm over here craving for a man to treat me appropriately, mm-hmm. I need to be treating everybody in my life appropriately.
That's a fact.
So things like that. So sometimes my frustration might make me not treat you the best.
Yeah.
I'm not going to accept that from him. You shouldn't accept that from me. So just self-checking myself and getting back on alignment so I can really produce the things I'm asking for.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. So that's the morning routine. Then you're working, right?
So then I hit the gym about 6:30. I get back home about 8. I am working on, I have my days divided out by like what I want to work on per day.
Mm-hmm.
So for an example, now that I have the podcast, Monday might be the day I'm focused on the podcast. Tuesday is probably the day I'm focused on your accident and your money. Wednesday is the day I'm working on what am I going to teach my son for curriculum next week? So everything's divided out.
Yeah, I like that.
So I'm probably working from about 9 to 7. Then at 7 is just me and the kid eating dinner, taking our baths, playing, and I'm on the bed at 9.
And you got evening routine?
Not really.
Okay.
My brain is sharpest in the morning. Like okay. I am on fire. In the morning. Like, if I could do everything in the first 5 hours of the day, that would be amazing. Sometimes I overwhelm myself and create anxiety because I can't do it all in the morning. Because
mm-hmm.
as the day ends and we get closer to 9 o'clock, it might even be generational. Because I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to say, I'm no good at the 9 o'clock. Like, that was her thing.
So as you now.
I am no good at the 9 o'clock. Like, after I feed him, after I wash him, after I play with him, some story time. That's the routine. The evening time is all about getting him ready for bed and myself. That's it. And then we start all over again.
Gotcha. All right, mm-hmm. So we're going to do some quick little rapid fire.
Okay.
Any books you reading right now?
I am currently reading The Wolf of Wall Street.
That's a good book.
Mm-hmm.
Any entrepreneurship or business type movies that you've watched or that you want to watch?
I tried to get into Billions the other day because I want to be a billionaire. Obviously, it starts with a B. It had too much going on. I don't watch TV at all. So other than Queen Charlotte and Bridgerton.
Suits is good.
That's Suits good is good. Yeah, yeah. I can try to get into that. So normally, I'm not a TV person. Mm-hmm.
All right, what about principles, 3 or 4 principles that really matter to you?
Treat people the way you want to be treated. Move in excellence. What's another good one that I love? Keep the money first. I'll let these people play you.
Keep the money first. Okay. Favorite thing to eat?
Favorite thing to eat. My favorite thing to drink is a Celsius.
Whoa, okay. Your favorite thing to drink is a Celsius. Like, you're having Celsius daily?
Daily. Time I wake up in the morning, crack one open.
Really?
I buy the bowl.
You got Celsius sponsorship?
I need one.
You might as well just hit them up.
No, I really do.
I like the teas. You like the teas? You ever had the Celsius teas?
No.
They got a peach tea. They got
Yes. That's the only one I like. The green tea one.
The green tea was good. Boy. They got like a raspberry one that's good.
Oof. Sparkling ones, y'all can keep those.
Yeah, the only sparkling one I actually like, and it's only because I think it was the first one I had, mm-hmm. they got a grape sparkling.
Really?
That one's not bad.
Okay. None of them are bad. Mm-hmm. I must say most of the flavors are good,
mm-hmm.
But it's just something about the way that green tea, mango, whatever other fruit is mixed with that goes down.
Yeah, the tea's real smooth.
It's real smooth. Yeah. And it's like, because it's mixed with the green tea, it gives you even more crunkness. Yeah. I'm here for that. I really do need a sponsorship.
Well, what's a vacation you like to take you and your son on?
We are going to Mexico. We just got back from Mexico because he just got his passport. So we had to get him a stamp. So we had some friends that were going. So we just joined them. But even before we randomly joined that trip, the plan was to take him to Mexico for his birthday in December. We're both Sagittarius. To the Nickelodeon Studios.
That's gonna be dope. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
What's a trip you would like Amanda to take you on?
Oh, we need to go to Dubai ASAP. Like, ASAP.
Can that be early in the meeting, or would that need to be a little further?
Maybe you need to take me date two.
That's crazy. I mean, that's possible, though. I mean, listen.
It's possible.
That's super possible.
I think I deserve that.
You do?
I do. That's what I'm manifesting. Yeah. That kind of energy. Anything less than that, nigga, I don't want it.
I like that. And then what's if you can have one thing only next year, you can only have one thing. What would the one thing be?
One thing only.
Only one thing.
Oof. I need more space. I need a bigger house.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, so the house that I just purchased is in Savannah, Georgia. That's where I'm originally from. And technically, I'm living there. And when I'm not living there, I use it for Airbnb.
Yeah,
I like that. So the house that I have here in Atlanta has been my house for the last 8 years. It's a 3-bedroom. It was just me, and I had 3 bedrooms. Since then, I've gotten a nanny and a son, so I need more space.
That makes sense.
So that's... I need a really luxury house next year.
All right. And is there anything else you would like to share with the people? If so, you want to tell them right here.
Hey, people. Just thank you guys so much for tuning in and allowing me to share my story with you all. Continue to be great. Continue to soar for greatness. Just because you fall off doesn't mean you have to stay off. Get back on that horse. Keep riding. If you're ever in an accident, call 888-7-MONEY-8 and your girl will get you straight. Peace, billionaires.
Yo, that was amazing. This ain't your first time.
I'm a natural.
You're a pro for sure. And then on Instagram or whatever, where can they go to?
Yes, guys, y'all can follow my personal page. It's The Blessing Attitudes, THEBLESSIN Attitudes. And you can also follow me on Your Accident, Your Money.
I like that. Any other thing you want to share while we're here?
While we're here, just send them accident referrals. Let's get this money together.
Yeah, so that's what we're gonna do. So we're gonna put a commercial in the episode. So
okay.
Get busy.
Okay.
Send it over.
Okay.
We're gonna do an insert.
Let's do it.
All right, so we got that. And then in the links below, I'll have a link so you guys can connect with Blessing and the team. And if you wanna become a referral specialist and make some money with her in 2024 and beyond, click the link below and get into it. I'm super grateful and appreciative that you made it here in the rain, you know, spend some time with your boy. It's been another episode of the Armed Pursuit Podcast with Blessing, you know, helping you out. If you ever get in an accident in the Georgia area, she's definitely the one to tap into. So appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you.
Let's go.